This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop.
Just to get back to a thing that happened a couple of days ago. The president tweeted, the problem with agreeing to a policy on immigration is that the Democrats don't want secure borders. They don't care about safety for USA. Do you think that's a fair characterization?
How I would put it is that there is an element within. First of all, let me step back and say, I believe that honest men and women can disagree on anything politically or otherwise. The one thing I draw a little bit of a line to is on the security of the nation. There are certainly people in our country that have the opinion that that open borders or near open borders are fine. People should be able to come and go. There are others, myself included. You can bet the president. But I think the majority of Americans feel as though security on the borders is important. Now, how you achieve that is a different story. I believe and I have great relationships with the Mexicans. We have great relationships with the Mexicans on the border. They are in the counter drug fight with the United States. In fact, in my view, suffer more from the drug demand, which we don't seem to address. We're trying to now under the Trump administration. But places like Mexico, Central America, suffer more from our drug demand and do more in many ways to stop that drug flow than we do in our own country. I was recently down in Mexico before I took this job and flew into Sinaloa and saw a Mexican military risking their lives, pulling out tens of thousands of poppy plants that are eventually turned into heroin and eventually consumed by Americans. But we need to secure our borders, and that includes the maritime, our ports. We have unbelievably dedicated men and women, CVP, DHS, that are doing that every day. We need to reinforce what they're doing down on the border. We definitely need more wall or physical barrier. We have about 600 miles of that border now secured by some type of physical barrier. By the way, the Secure Fence Act in 2006, you ought to check it out. Who voted for that? Certainly Senator Obama did, I believe, Senator Hillary Clinton, Senator Chuck Schumer, all voted for it. And we have a worse situation on our southern border. And I'm condemning Mexico here again. They're great partners. But we have a worse situation on our borders 10 years later, yet there's this unbelievable resistance to securing our border. And again, some of that is physical barrier. All of that, for sure, is people, technology, things like that. So we have to secure our borders. And this includes, as I say, our ports, New York, Boston, Houston. Don't have nearly the issues on the northern border with Canada. Great partnerships there. But the problem with our southern border is the drug flow and the illegal immigration flow rides on a network that right now comes up through into the Western Hemisphere from abroad, up through Mexico, Central America, Mexico, and into the United States. Got to do something about it.
You can't help but appreciate when General Kelly speaks. There is this sense of solidness about him, even as he takes on the media, saying, "Well, I don't think I just talked with the president. I think I'm being fired today, and so far I kind of like the job, so I guess I'm here." But even talking about the situation in the South, and as he said, there are some people that are they're of the mindset that we should have open borders. Well, that's okay. You can have that mindset. But I think there's too much empirical evidence that makes it very difficult. That might be your vision to have open borders, but we've got too much danger that has been creeping up in the form of drugs, the cartels and gangs, illegal aliens that are coming into this country. And I know when you say illegal aliens, you say, "What about this neighbor? I have they're nice people. They're in the community." That's not what we're talking about. That's part and parcel of it, because when you have an open door, yes, if you're illegal, you're illegal, first of all. But it's the illegal ones who even add to it, and they bring a dimension that is not good for this country on many levels. And we'll talk more about that as the conversation continues. Stay with us, America. Paul Kengor, the professor himself, is in the house. He'll be up next.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when, and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
Yeah, it's me, Bill Martinez, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Good to have you with us. Just about, as I say, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Interesting, you know, this conversation, what we're being faced with. If you stop for a moment and analyze, you know, what is going on. You know, a lot of contention. I mean, we've got a lot of disturbance that's going on, and I think, you know, some can look at this from a spiritual perspective. And, you know, what do we got? Not only these shootings in Vegas, fires, hurricanes, we've got more violence that's taken place in Spain at every turn. It seems to be endless, and I'm sure many of you are taking pause and saying, oh, God, how much trouble are we in here? Dr. Paul Kengor joins us now, not that he's God, but only because he happens to be our next guest, and what we're going to talk about, I believe, is relevant, and in just a moment you'll understand. He's a professor of political science, executive director of the Center for Vision and Values at Grove City College, and he just released a new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Communism, The Killingest Idea Ever. Dr. Paul, always good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, good, Bill. Always good to be with you. Thanks.
Hey, congratulations on the book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Communism. You say the killingest idea ever. And here, amazing to me that you have, you know, this new generation of millennials in these educational institutions whose ideas are being squashed, and we're like getting nothing more than a whimper out of them, because I guess they're finding out, look, if I'm going for an A, I got to go along to get along. So I'm going to check my brains in along the way. And, you know, I'll just let my ideas go by the wayside. And to me, that is such a death nail. You know, this is what we love about, you know, our First Amendment right to be able to speak freely, to share our ideas, and to have an idea crusher like communism abounding and raising its incredible head here in the land of the free is more than ironic.
Yeah, and it's really the miseducation, if you will, Bill, that's just killing us. I mean, there was a study done about a year ago, October 2016, a survey by the Victims of Communism Memorial Foundation, which acknowledges about 100 million people killed by communist governments in the 20th century. And they asked Americans generally this is an absurd question, it really is, but they asked them, who do you think killed more people, George W. Bush or Joseph Stalin? And a really tragic number, thankfully it wasn't a majority, but a pretty sizable number, a shocking number, actually thought George W. Bush killed more people than Stalin. And as you know, Stalin killed tens of millions of people.
Exactly. No.
I mean, maybe as high as 60 to 70 million.
I've heard as much as 80 million, Paul, on that number.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, really. I mean, so 100 million dead, I should very quickly add that the total number for communist deaths is probably more like about 140 million altogether.
Yes.
And, you know, while we're throwing out numbers, Hitler killed about 10 million. World War One killed about 10 million. All the people who died in World War II, probably about 50 to 60 million. So, I mean, you've got to combine, you know, World War One and World War Two and double them before you're even approaching the number of people killed by this ideology that our young people are not learning about, or at least they're not learning the right things about.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, these numbers escape any kind of awareness. Several years ago, Tim Russert was still alive, and he made one of the most ridiculous statements to somebody who knew better. In Rick Warren, he said, well, you know, Pastor, that more people have been killed in the name of religion than any other ideology. And Rick, having the knowledge and intelligence that he had, concrete evidence, not just going along with the general sentiment, let him know the facts in a very, directed sort of way that, oh, no, not at all. And he started breaking down these numbers, got up to, I think, about 160 million people killed in the name of communism or other isms, certainly not religion. I mean, you know, because even if you look at the crusade, if you hear about the crusades and other things, during the period of Reformation, you would think that there were just millions of people that were killed, a very minor, small percentage by comparison.
Well, and Russert's just parroting there what he was taught, probably K through 12, what he probably learned in whatever college that he attended. And
I say some of this stuff happens in the elite cocktail parties around town where they get in the echo chamber and they all got the secret handshake and the card that allows them, that secret card that allows them into the company of the ruling elite and the intelligentsia. They come up with these ideas and you put them out there and there's nobody smart enough or willing enough, even in the time of Google in this information age we live in, to go in and check the facts out.
Well, that's right. And I did, this is about 20 years ago now, and it's only gotten worse. I did a review of high school textbooks that were being used at the time in the state of Wisconsin, because it was a Wisconsin-based think tank that I did it for. But they're the same 20 textbooks that are used nationwide, so it could have been any state. And the one thing I noticed, not one of them, had communist death numbers. And what was so egregious about this bill is that the Harvard University press book, The Black Book of Communism, had just come out a few years earlier and got a lot of press on the 100 million figure. And yet there were all kinds of information on fascism, on Nazism, on the Crusade, on the Inquisition. You'll appreciate this one. Batista was called out in Cuba as a dictator, but almost nothing on Fidel Castro.
Yeah.
Or how Castro wanted to set off the nuke. No numbers on the, we think at least 15 to 18,000 people have been directly murdered by the Castro regime. And that doesn't even include the, we think anywhere from 40,000 to 100,000 people who've died trying to swim from Cuba
to
Florida.
Exactly. Yeah. Go ahead, Paul. I'm sorry.
It's terrible. And one other figure, the Inquisition, the highest numbers that we've ever had on the Inquisition, which are now pretty much discredited, but it was a study done back in like the 1800s, said about 30,000 deaths over about 70 years of the Inquisition. And we now know that that's far, 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 far higher than what happened. It might have been in the thousands. But again, that's nothing compared to killing over 100 million people between about 1917 and the 1990s.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Paul Kengor. His new book, The Politically Incorrect Guide to Communism, The Killingest Idea Ever. And we come back, let's talk about how communism starts and how seemingly innocent it seems to be. Hey, if you're wearing the right jersey and your right team, yes, you get to survive. But what do you get to get survived in? We've been watching last couple of weeks this series, this incredible series on Vietnam. Well, I'll tell you, what a learning example is being displayed here. I think some great reporting, excellent documentary there. 10 episodes about how we got into it and what happened in Vietnam. Good case in point here. Dr. Paul Kengor, more from him on the other side of the break. Stay with us.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I started in the media about 18 years ago. I actually was a regular on Fox News as a kind of a liberal correspondent. I'd be on a panel and maybe be me and four other people that disagree with me politically. And so I started there, went to MSNBC where I did commentary for Ed Schultz, who was on that network for an awful long time. And then I, from there started America's Lawyer, which is a product that comes on RT, Russian television. It's odd that the only place I can tell some of these stories about corporate America is on a foreign network like Russian television, because corporate media doesn't allow me to tell these stories.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller Law and Disorder comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Dica Thomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105. For a recorded message.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live. When you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer. always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live.
Kind of perfect song, huh? You believe in things you don't understand? The assumptive argument has been well established here in our conversation that we have in too many educational institutions, ladies and gentlemen. Dr. Paul Kengor, in his new book, says the worst idea in history is back. Communism has wrecked national economies, enslaved whole people, and killed more than 100 million men and women. What's not to like, right? Too many young Americans are supporting communism. Millennials prefer socialism to capitalism. 25% have a positive view of Lenin. One in four Americans believe George W. Bush killed more people than Joseph Stalin, as Paul had said earlier. 69% of millennials would vote for a socialist for president. Stalin alone killed six times as many people as Hitler. The Khmer Rouge slaughtered more than a third of the population of Cambodia. Communists in Eastern Europe and worldwide tortured Christians. Communist Party USA, CPUSA, was directly controlled by the Soviets. Obama's CIA director voted for the CPUSA candidate for president in 1980. Unrepentant 60s-era communists are educating American teachers today. Kind of amazing when you think about it, Dr. Paul, because you had Joe McCarthy and the era of McCarthyism, you know, really coming down on communism. And, you know, it went its course and so much was thrown out with the bathwater there. Then, you know, we had to become accepting and, let our guard down to where now we have communists teaching our kids. Is it any wonder they believe in what they believe?
Well, that's right, Bill. And the unrepentant terrorist that you mentioned who is teaching, that's Bill Ayers.
Yes.
The Weather Underground, you know, one of the founders of the Weather Underground with Bernardine Dorn. He was a fugitive from the FBI in the 1970s. And he infamously said, guilty as hell, free as a bird, isn't America a great country? And he was actually on the faculty for the Department of Education of the University of Illinois, Chicago. And after he was done being a fugitive from the FBI, he got his PhD in education from Columbia University. And he now literally publishes books on social justice in education, teaching social justice through Columbia University Teachers College Press.
Yeah.
So, I mean, what could be more outrageous than that? And, I mean, one of my former Grove City College students, it's a conservative Christian school, and she told me she was going into a PhD program in education, and I said, where are you going? And she said, well, Professor Kengor, I'm going to be learning from Bill Ayers.
Oh, wow.
At the University of Illinois, Chicago. And really, she didn't have much of a choice because almost all of the graduate school programs in education have been hijacked by the extreme left.
Well, she might as well just check into hell, pass go, and skip heaven and just go straight to hell from that point, right?
Well, and these are the programs. All of this is the legacy of John Dewey, mm-hmm. who was one of the founding fathers of American public education, Columbia University there as well. And he was never a party member, but he was pro-communist. He said, as he put it, that he believed in communism spelled with a small c. In other words, you know, the ideology, but not necessarily with the party. But, you know, what difference is it there? As we've seen, you know, all the practicers, you know, all the people, all the dictators who've implemented the ideology, so many of them have become killers, like you mentioned, Cambodia.
Exactly. I was just going to say, you look at how communism evolved there in Vietnam, for example, also very subtle. I mean, they handled the immediate needs of the people, got them on their side, and there were others. I would say even Ho Chi Minh that believed in communism with a small c, not with a capital C. But then he realized that it was out of hand, and he became a small player in the whole movement after everything was said and done.
Well, and with a country like Vietnam, there you saw too with Cuba, not necessarily the government lining up and murdering people by the millions, although a lot of people died in Vietnam. So there weren't like Stalinist or Maoist sort of level of purges. But what happened there is people, you know, voted with their feet. Actually, I should say they swam with their body.
Right.
You know, Cuba, you know, upwards of 100,000 people trying to swim 100 miles to Cuba or to Florida. And with Vietnam, literally millions of people became, you know, the infamous Vietnamese boat people.
Mm.
And, you know, this is what communism does. It leaves a legacy of refugees, of people, if they stay in the country, who queue up in lines trying to get their food, shortages, and in worst-case scenarios, which is very often common scenarios, it leaves tens of millions of dead in country after country after country.
Why do the kids here in America today think it would be different, and that somehow communism, you know, has not realized its full potential?
Because they don't know it. They don't understand it. They've never read it. I quote in the book James Kirchick, a liberal at the Daily Beast, who's actually an anti-communist liberal, and he talks about the frustration that he feels with his liberal friends, where he said he's heard this 100 times, that, you know, quote, communism isn't responsible for all these deaths, crappy leaders were. And what just happens to be that all of these communist leaders happen to be crappy leaders.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, yeah, it might be that the ideology produces crappy leaders.
That's right. That's right. And, and if the students ever would actually read the Communist Manifesto, I hear this all the time, Bill, all over the country. Oh, well, communism is really a pretty good idea. If you just read the book, it's a pretty good book. And I always say to them, I try to be nice, but I look at them and I say, really? Have you read the book?
Yeah, did you really read the book? Yeah, exactly.
And they go, well, you know, I kind of skipped around a little bit. And I point my finger at them and I say, read the book. Because you read the book, it's very short. I mean, you can read it in one night, one or two nights.
Mm-hmm.
And you read that and you'll see, as Marx says in the book, despotic inroads will, of course, be necessary to implement this. There's phrases in there like the entire communist program may be summed up in the single sentence, abolition of property.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
yeah.
You're going to have to kill people to do that.
That's right. Yeah.
Communism abolishes all truth. It abolishes all religion. It is the most radical rupture in traditional relations. Abolition of the family. Those are all literal verbatim quotes from the Communist Manifesto. If people actually read it, they would see that it's a crappy idea that as a result produces these lousy leaders.
And they might also see how close to living that reality America is.
Yeah, well, and it's because people obliviously vote for socialists who call themselves social democrats, and those polls, those surveys that you cited earlier that we've talked about, if you really dig deep and you ask them, okay, so you think communism is an okay idea, what do you believe communism is? Well, then they describe it as things like helping your fellow man, sharing, redistributing wealth. So they don't think of it as abolition of private property, right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
As you know, everybody making the exact same amount of money and all that being, in everybody's case, equally poor, except for the 1% of apparatchiks like the Castro brothers who run the country, and they're filthy rich.
Right,
so they
exactly.
They don't actually understand it. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, the whole idea of redistribution of wealth, which, you know, President Obama opened up the door and just said, hey, put it out there in front of everybody. And we got a little bit of a taste of it with Obamacare. And again, the empirical evidence is right before your eyes, even if you don't want to read the book and look at the pictures. I mean, you know, just even the glimpse of socialism and a little bit of taste that America got under this last president causes me to shudder, Dr. Kangor.
Well, and look, Bill, as recently as the news headlines in a place like Venezuela, where you've got people running to stores to buy all the rolls of toilet paper on the shelf. And I mean, you know, they're not lining people up and shooting them there, but the rush for toilet paper and basic hygiene products, that's gone on in every single communist country. So people just repeat the nightmare again, and you see it on your TV. But I think with a lot of our young people, if it's not being drilled into their heads, the way, you know, things like marriage equality are being drilled.
Well, Paul, we got to leave it right there because we're out of time. Dr. Paul Kangor's new book linked on our website.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. 800-540-8816. Call now. That's 800-540-8816.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenics commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenics really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenics.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenics, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenics. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Attention type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
D.C., there's still such a thing called the Constitution. Remember? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, Sway, like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Hey, real quick, want to remind you, if you'd like a pair of tickets to the movie The Stray, by all means, because we're givers, all right? I've got tickets to give away. All you got to do, send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com. Tell me you want a pair of tickets. You'll be our guest. Enjoy the movie. It's a true story about an angel dog, and you'll understand what I mean when you see the movie. It is really special, and it's about how this stray dog is the answer to prayer, even when sometimes we're really maybe thinking we're not praying. It's just our heart's cry. Calling out for help. And in this particular case, for the Davis family, it was a stray dog that saved them. Anyway, enjoy the movie. Send me an email, bill@billmartinezlive.com, and be our guest, and enjoy, okay? Hey, with us right now is Pastor Phil Hudson-Piller, my dear friend, and pastor in Orange County, California, when I'm there, who's been dodging fires. We talk about the fires up north because everybody's concerned about wine, Phil, but they forget that, you know, Orange County's on fire too, right?
Well, it has been. We have certainly suffered nothing like the Santa Rosa fires, but, we had to evacuate our home and evacuate our church, and the problem when things like that happen is really your whole highway system and road system can't handle an evacuation. So I was actually flying to Pittsburgh for a television interview, and I got a text from my wife saying, hey, I have 5 minutes to get out of the house. What do you want me to get? And, you know, in those moments, you don't even think. So all I said was my blue shorts. I mean, I really love my blue shorts, Bill.
You got, I mean, forget about our wedding pictures or anything. Did I forget the, I meant the wedding pictures and the blue shorts, honey. That's what I meant.
Yeah, well, after I reacted and got it right, you know, she still left the blue shorts in the house. But fortunately, the house didn't burn, so they're still there, vintage, 10 years old.
Yeah. It once again tells you that prayer works. Oh, Lord, protect our house and my blue shorts. I mean, even the simplest of prayers God can handle, right?
That's it. And, you know, I'm going to go ahead and leave him in my will for you, Bill, because I treasure our friendship so much.
Well, I'd be so honored. I mean, I'm going to frame them. I'm going to put them in a, in fact, I know exactly where to hang them to and everything. But of course, and of course, my wife will, and of course, my wife's going to wonder what the heck has happened to this guy. He's got mad dog disease already. You know, what's going on? Well, Phil, I want to talk to you, based on your book. And several things, not only your book, but also the prophetic conference that you do annually. You and Tammy, you've got a prophetic conference coming up again where, I mean, literally thousands of people from all over the world come to. And it's going to start next Friday, October the 20th. And, boy, you've got a lot of special guests, and it's going to be an opportunity, because one of the things I say about prophecy that's so important is for us to sync up with what God is doing. You know, sync up like the military terms, you know, like they always say, you know, sync your watches, you know, so that we're all operating on the same time. And that's what we need to do with God. We need to sync up with what God's doing. And this is why I appreciate your heart towards prophecy and that you do this on an annual basis, because it reminds us that we need to get in step with what the Father's doing.
Oh, amen. And, you know, the thing that's so amazing that people don't really realize is one of the things that makes the Bible totally unique from every other religious writing on planet Earth is prophetic fulfillment. Mm-hmm. The things written hundreds and thousands of years ago, we can literally mark down in our history books and see the actual fulfillment, of which the odds against that happening are so great, it's just can't even be calculated. And so what it does is it really increases your value, let's say, of the Bible. You don't just see it as something that gives you inspiration and encouragement and the promise of eternal life, but you also see it as a guidebook for daily living and an understanding that God's giving you insight into the future. You know, God said, I don't do anything unless I first reveal it to my prophets. Mm-hmm. So we want to hear what the prophets have to say. And that's why we do this conference. And you're right. We've got a great lineup of people that are coming this year, expected to be sold out probably by this weekend or the first of the week.
Excellent. Yeah. You've got John Bevere, Sean Boltz, Banning Lipscher, Elizabeth Wright Singer, and I mean, you know, a lineup, and yourself and Tammy, and of course, as you say, prophecy has been in your heart, you know, forever. And for me, the closing deal for me, Phil, as you mentioned, there is no, what other God that has been created or that has been around tells you what's going to happen before it happens?
Exactly.
What other God? I mean, you know, when I realize that, I'm going, man, I'm on the right bus. This is the bus I need to be on. You know, the Bible says he knows the beginning from the end. And what does that mean if you don't realize that God already told you the end when you were back at the beginning?
Yeah, and I think that one of the things it does, too, is a lot of people will say to me, you know, I don't really like to study future events or prophecy or the book of Revelation because it frightens me. And I said, no, you miss the whole point. It's supposed to guide you.
Right.
And the idea is when you know a car is coming, you can step out of the way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And think about prophecy like that. And the idea is that he has hidden this, that is the truths found in the Word of God. This is what Jesus said in Matthew 13. I've hidden these from those who do not want to know, who are unwilling to see, but I've revealed it to you that you might understand the kingdom. So what happens is when you start entering into this understanding of the future through the Bible, what he does is he's opening your eyes up. He's revealing truths that are going to bring comfort to you, not to dismay you.
And bring comfort to you and others that you could have influence over, Phil, because people are going to go, you know, like anything, when there's danger, like what happened in Las Vegas, what did the people that needed surviving do?
They ran to the ones that were capable, that had it built within their spirit, designed by God to be the sheepdogs, as Chris Kyle would call them. And there were sheepdogs there that day that saved people, that people, you know, that they may never even see these people again. All they know was that that man with that curly hair jumped on my body and saved me and gave me some comfort. And I didn't die. I survived that day. And that's maybe what they might remember once the dust settles, because there was one act of courageousness after another. And that's what lawlessness brings, is that it really gives you a clear delineation between the two, what it is to have a civil law and what it is to have no law.
Oh, exactly. And, you know, it's interesting. One of the families in our church, and it's really been, it's gone viral. I think she's got 325,000 views or likes already on Facebook, but her house burnt completely to the ground. And a couple of things that made it very unusual was that she was at the concert in Las Vegas and her friend lost her life.
Mm.
And on Monday night, she was going to have a memorial at her home to remember her friend, but her home burned down on Monday night, oh, or Monday day.
Mm.
And when you see the charred remains, their young son, Josh, who's about 9, he had rescued, the only thing he could rescue out of the fire was his harmonica, and he's shown out front like a happy 9-year-old blowing his harmonica. And we're going to interview her Sunday at church, but one of the things she said was, this was not a tragedy. This was a loss of my home.
Mm-hmm.
A tragedy was a loss of life.
Yeah.
And what we're seeing today, Bill, is the loss of life, some little by little and some immediate. And what I mean by that is some people are being so led astray by untruth that they're missing the truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that can lead you to ultimately just a denial of God and a rejection of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
And I would say also, Phil, that it it deprives you of the godly comfort and wisdom and insight that you need for that moment. Because otherwise, you're just struggling in your own flesh. And we've seen that response time and again, whether it's the NFL, whether it's people arguing about what's not happening in Puerto Rico or whatever, on down the line, what's not happening in Vegas, that sort of thing. You get all this human doctrine and argument that comes into place that, where there's no peace, there's no comfort, right?
Amen. That's so true. So true.
Well, Phil Hotzenpeller is with us. We're going to continue our conversation with him, get into some more specifics. He's author of the book, One Nation Under God Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and listen to this, The Power of Hope. We're going to talk about hope as well. Phil Hotzenpeller with us on Bill Martinez Live. More from him right after this. Stay with us.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Values, faith, service, they still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're glad we could be sharing it with you on this 280-plus markets around the country, around the world via shortwave, Red State Talk Radio, CRN Digital Radio. We're all over the place, and we thank you for listening and joining in and telling your friends all about us. Pastor Phil Hotzenpiller is with us. He's the author of the book One Nation Under God Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and The Power of Hope. Don't forget, The Power of Hope, most important. Phil, you know, people are, you know, looking at our country right now. We've got, you know, this mass shooting that took place in Vegas. They've been 11, 12 days researching this. There's nothing real simple. You know, it's not necessarily ISIS, not necessarily now. They did an autopsy on his brain. It's that there's no evidence of any kind of, some brain damage or anything that could have caused this. And I think that it's because of what we're looking at, whether it's that or other natural occurrences, but particularly as it relates to man, is the inherent evil that resides in all of us without God.
Yeah, it's so true. And, you know, it seems like we look at, for the problem in all the wrong places.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's an old song that was kind of like that about love, but it's really we're looking for the problems and we're trying to solve them where we're going to figure out why this guy did this. Well, I can tell exactly why he did this, because he was inspired by demonic forces.
Mm-hmm.
And we make this so natural that we forget that our world is primarily spiritual and secondly natural.
Mm-hmm.
And the natural man doesn't really understand that. You know, it's interesting. Also, I just did an interview on Monday in Pittsburgh for I did a couple of TV interviews, and on the way back I was thinking about this, the idea that I don't have time to react to all the bad stuff, and I'm going to put something together, Bill, I've never done before, so this is my test place to throw it out there and let you tell me what you think. But it says that one of the characteristics of the last days is our conscience will be seared as with a branding iron.
Right.
And the interpretation of that has always been that those who repeatedly sin will be insensitive to sin. And I began to think about it a different way. Our conscience about what hurts us, what bothers us in the last days has been seared because we are emotionally and mentally overloaded by all the tragedies.
Mm-hmm.
And what it does is it has the side effect of making us insensitive at the same time to the Holy Spirit.
Exactly. No, I agree. We talked about that, about having our consciences seared. And, you know, and you
wonder whether or not it's whether it's these events, it's behavior that's been taking place for a long time, the casting couch of Hollywood. Look at the way people talk about it in acceptable terms, so to speak, even though some of them are horrified. But, I mean, they've been living this with this for 30 years. Bob Iger from Disney stood up and said, hey, look, we got to take a look at the movies. And I'm going, does he realize he's throwing glasses, you know, he's throwing stone in a glass house here? What kind of self-inspection is he ready for? The video games that our kids have been exposed to, the movies, the music. You know, you have Eminem with his, you know, diatribe, four-minute disgusting diatribe that he put out the other day. NFL, the way they're representing the culture and what kind of example and model that heretofore they have been and now even more so. And then we get the report from the crisis manager out of Dallas, who specifically handles crisis management for the Dallas Cowboys and also consults the league, talks about the numbers of, spousal abuse and DUIs and that sort of thing. And he says even those that are being reported are only one-tenth because at least, only 1 out of 10 gets reported, 9 out of 10 get buried. So even the numbers, yeah, as incredible as they are, but all those, as you say, Phil, contribute to the searing of our conscience. It's like we just shrug when this stuff happens. But I think, you know, I mean, it's just so grievous when you think about all the people. I mean, you've been around Hollywood. Your ministry has reached out there and you've talked to people and whose lives and dreams have been affected because of people like Harvey Weinstein that says, hey, look at what do you got for me? If you got something for me, I'll make you a star.
Well, and, you know, there's nothing new about it. I think the only difference is that this is the latest media feed that everybody wants to gravitate toward. Because all of these people who are coming forward, you can see them repeatedly in pictures and begging for Harvey to get him in a movie or help get him an Oscar. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, now that's a media feed. So now everybody says, oh yeah, it happened to me too.
Right.
And it's almost like, you know, I go back to, you know, I saw a post on Facebook and I said, what happened to the Confederate statues? Are they all gone now?
Yeah.
And it's almost like we were inundated with it, and then it just stopped, and then NFL jumped in there, and, you know, and then we get interspersed tragedy like
Vegas or the hurricanes
or fire,
yeah.
You know, and I think what's happening is we're so driven by headlines and by the latest thing that we're not even logical. There's just no logic functioning here, and there's certainly no spirituality functioning.
Without a doubt.
And it what it does is it's setting everybody up for just yet another disappointment.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a great sense of which, you know, godliness brings a great sense of contentment. And we're a discontented country because we're a godless country.
Yes.
And these are just manifestations of the heart.
Mm-hmm.
That's all these things are. They just indicate something's wrong inside that I can't really deal with.
Mm-hmm.
My wife was just telling me the other day, she was reading about breathing. You know, our conference is
yes,
prophetic.
Breathe.
It's called
right.
Breathe.
Right.
And she said that 50 years ago, our breathing rate was half what it is today. We took deeper breaths. It sustained us longer. Mm-hmm. And right now, we're so hyper, we're so wound up that we're only doing shallow breaths. It's affect our posture. It's affect our health. It's affect our mental thinking. Isn't that interesting?
That is interesting. Yes. And so what does that say? You know, Phil, let me run this by you and see what you think, because this is something that came to mind here this morning in my prayer time. And that is, I was reminded that the gates of heaven suffer violence and the righteous will take it by storm. This is a call, I believe, right now. We might be entering an era where the righteous need to stand up and realize there is a battle royal being engaged here. And that even the gates of heaven are being attacked by the demonic right now, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, one of the things I think that happens in a battle, you know, heroes are born in battle.
Mm.
You don't have heroes if there's no battle.
Right.
And if you think about your own life, when were the greatest successes you had? It was when you had to battle something. You know, you served, I believe, in the Marine Corps, if I remember right,
Bill. Right.
And, you know, you understand this idea that everything you learn in a manual doesn't really, it helps, but when you get into the real combat, when you get into the real, the flesh and bone of life, that's where you go, wow, this is what they were talking about. Mm-hmm. And I think that's where we are as Christians. We're in the real battle now, and it's time for some heroes to be born.
Well, and they're starting to be, because they naturally come out, like what, which was on, you know, demonstrated in Las Vegas, as we talked about, Phil. I mean, you got strangers, you know, jumping, you know, holding and protecting women they didn't know were men, and doing and taking people to hospitals. You know, when the hurricanes came out, we had the Cajun Navy coming out in mass with their boats to Texas and Florida, helping out to be solvers of problems. And they came out with their boats, and it wasn't like they said, hey, these boats are for black people or they're just the white people. You know, they were there helping people regardless of color. They were just, hey, these are my brothers, my sisters, my fellow Americans that they're out there helping. But, you know, this is something, unfortunately, that the mainstream media is not covering, but people who have eyes to see, and that we're looking beyond, you know, the struggle, the human struggle, the fallen struggle of humanity. I mean, because we can have those eyes, and that's the very thing that Paul talked about. He said that, you know, the very thing I want to do, I don't. The things that I don't want to do, I do. I mean, it's this dualistic relationship that we have in this dualistic planet, as you say, the spiritual and the natural.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting. This Sunday I'm going to speak on the secret place.
Mm.
And, you know, Jesus said, you know, when you go and you pray in your room, shut the door and he'll hear you in the secret place. And then it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And I got to thinking, is it's the secret place that centers our life. And I would just be shocked by someone who said, I spend regular time in the secret place and I'm still anxious and worried and defeated and fearful. Mm-hmm. Because we need that connection with God. If Jesus himself said, I need that connection with my Father, why do we need anything less?
Exactly.
And you know, it's just like, it's so simple to get centered. It's so simple to enter into the rest, the peace of God, which surpasses understanding. And that's what people need to be hearing about. And then we can think well, and we say, how do we solve a problem like terrorism?
Right.
Our logic works, our emotions aren't tied into it, and we're not trying to defend some political position, because it's a matter of humanity and understanding God.
Well, Phil, maybe that's the perfect prescription, because people are watching less football over the weekends. Maybe that's secret place time. You know, and, you know, because with them spending less time, you know, with chips and dips and in front of football, there's no doubt about it that America has found and is looking for alternatives. And maybe that's the perfect prescription for all of us this weekend. Think about the secret place and make sure it is the right secret place, because, as Pastor Phil said, if you're still disturbed and you're not getting the peace of God and you're still struggling, maybe you're in the wrong secret place, maybe, huh, Phil?
Oh, exactly. And, you know, I actually think it's such a blessing that people are watching less football, because what it does is it also reignites patriotism. It helps us to understand nationalism. And like you said, it frees up some space to spend time with family. Because let's be honest, I mean, you don't really do family time. Family may watch football, but you're not doing family time.
Right.
So I think when you have some space freed up and you're living a little bit of a margin, use it for the good.
Exactly. Well, we got to leave it right there. Pastor Phil, always appreciate the insight. Thank you so much for being with us. Phil Hotzenpiller, I'm Bill Martinez live.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
You've heard the phrase, you